Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to today's call. It's a glorious day here in Chi-Town, Chicago, Illinois. I hope it's a great day wherever you are this morning. I trust also that everyone is staying positive and motivated these days. And if not, by the way, the key is to find ways to keep yourself pumped up, motivated, and positive, even when the industry and your consumer and your borrower and your customer isn't. Does that make sense? That's the key for me. The key is to find a way to stay positive and keep yourself self-motivated when your customer isn't. Now, that's tricky, but no less necessary. Not too difficult to stay positive, I've found. When there's 20 loans in your pipeline, you've got 3 appointments today, you got 4 loans closing Friday. I mean, come on. In those times, I don't think it's very difficult to keep yourself pumped up. But that's not the case these days for some. By the way, for others, they're having a week just like that, the way I've designed that perfect week. But for a lot of us, it's not that way. I'm going to give you some ideas today in the areas that we always talk about, how to keep yourself, what can you do right now to keep yourself positive, motivated, and pumped up with what's going on today. We're going to talk about, obviously, some good time stuff. We're going to talk about a product I think you can hit the street with today. So stay tuned. Keep your pen handy. And I say that, you know, these times of uncertainty in the marketplace today, the times that we have to find a way to keep ourselves pumped up, not only do we have the continued barrage of negative media doom and gloom, that's one thing that just seems to be happening on a daily basis, but now it seems like we've got it, challenges and issues even from our own industry coming at us from the inside out, the industry changes that are going on. So I've got the media pounding my customer every day with half facts. I've got our industry giving us challenges every day to look at. Just look at the rising regulations that we've got. I'm okay with changes, but look at some of the new RESPA guidelines that seem to be, and again, this is just, what do you call that, my personal opinion. It seems to be a lot of the new guidelines that are being suggested from RESPA and HUD seem to be aimed at making the mortgage broker extinct. I mean, have you noticed? I'm okay with changes. But a lot of the changes that are on the books and just an eyelash away from being put into practice aren't aimed at mortgage bankers, banks, and credit unions. It's just mortgage brokers. So, you know, I'm not too sure that that's an even field. So what's the message here? You know, I'm sure there was a few bad apples, well, actually in the last 3 years, probably more than a few bad apples, but it seems that the mortgage broker has taken a big, big hit overall. A lot of those bad apples are already out of the industry, to the tune of almost 62% now that have left the mortgage business. But you can see that there's ramifications from this. You can see there's evidence of things that are happening to make it seems like, more difficult for the mortgage broker today. It was only 2 years ago, 2006, and maybe at the first quarter of 2007, that 70% of all loans originated were originated by mortgage brokers. 70%, that's pretty high, 7 out of 10. Well, today we drop below 44%. Now, is that just a confidence issue with the consumer? What's going on today? Look at the yield spread issues that we're faced with as a mortgage broker, different from a bank, credit union, or mortgage banker. I saw the new signature line on the documents that have to be signed at closing by the borrower, where there is yield spread involved with a mortgage broker that says, I have chosen a higher interest rate. I mean, come on. And the buyer and the borrower is going to have to sign that, except, obviously, if it's a mortgage banker, a bank, or a credit union. So to me, again, there's some things going on that, again, are taking a shot right at us. We got to find a way to keep in the game during these times. There are lenders today. I just read Friday morning again that Wachovia will be. And by the way, it's not just Wachovia, and it's not just a bad thing. But these are the things that you need to know. They'll be calling all the borrowers on any portfolio program that's a brokered loan. So they're going to call and go over terms and make sure that the borrower understands. So, and again, I'm okay with that. I don't lie to people. I don't have my thumb over things. But I think that's something that you need to know. Otherwise, somebody's going to email me and say, hey, guess what happened? Well, you already know that's going to happen. So there are other lenders doing that as well. So again, it's a shot we're taking. These are some interesting, again, times, but I think we got to be update with what's going on so we can find a way that in the times of uncertainty, keep ourselves in the game and motivated during these times. Not later, but today. Just recently as last week, I did an interview for a radio show. By the way, a pretty good radio show. It's called Real Estate Radio USA. And they also have a website, realestateradiousa.com. Pretty good stuff on there. From a education standpoint, it's all good. Take a look at that. But the question that they asked me to kick off the radio interview was, in the midst of the turbulence that are going on in the real estate and the mortgage industry, how does one keep themselves motivated every day? It's like, come on, guys. That's the question of the decade. Self-motivation has always been the question of the decade. How do I keep myself pumped up? And by the way, it's not just in times of turbulence. It seems even sometimes when things are going well, we have to still find ways to do that. So given that I believe that all of you are in business for yourself, and I'm sure you look at it that way, especially now when you wake up every day, this is your business, that the question really is, how do you motivate and manage your most difficult employee, which, by the way, is you? See, that's the question. How do you manage and how do you motivate your most difficult employee, which is you? I'm going to give you a couple of steps on that. You can jot these down because I think there's got to be some things tangible. You can't just say, well, I'm going to go out and take a walk and I'll go work out and hopefully it'll be a good day. I think it's a little deeper than that. So number one, I think you have to fill your head and your free time with good stuff. Every moment, all your free time, you've got to find a way to keep good stuff coming in. That's a choice that you have. That's why I've given you things like happyrealestatenews.com, thetruthaboutmortgage.com, go search, Google motivation. There is so much information available. I think you have to seek it out and make sure that you're doing that on purpose. Read or listen to inspirational books or CDs. I suggest it's the last thing that you look at or listen to before you go to bed and the first thing that you look at in the morning. Start things off. I think you've got to find a way to hang with the people that you admire in business today, even if it's not in the mortgage business. Hang around the people that you admire most in business. And at the same time, disassociate yourself as quickly as you can with those who are more interested in bringing you down. Does that make sense? There's a saying, misery loves company. You got to get yourself out of the way of those people. Find a way to hang around the people that you most admire, the business people that you most admire. Maybe, again, these are the people that we're going to get some of that good vibe from. Number two, you got to stay visible right now. These aren't the time to run and hide, put the covers over your head and say, oh, when I wake up, things will be great. You got to stay visible. It's imperative. This is the time to find yourself with the right networking groups. This is the time to find yourself participating in industry events. That makes sense? Whatever they've got going on in our industry, be a participant. Participating in community events, participating in volunteering, participating in still talking to the realtor community, bringing positive information. You have the tools to do that. But I say now is the time, don't run and hide. Now is the time to be very visible in every way that you can. Number three, keep marketing. This isn't a time. I know it's tough. People always say when the market slows down and when business slows, I've got to cut back on marketing. That, I say, is an absolute wrong way to go about this business. Now is the time to lean in on marketing. You define it for yourself. I didn't say go spend $1,000 a week sending postcards to people. I said keep marketing. Don't slow down. I think this is the time that you can get lucky. Remember, there's less loan officers marketing today. Just think of that alone. If there's 62% of the loan officers left the industry alone, that means there's less overall marketing going on. Now is the time that you can get lucky if you'll just stay in the marketing business. Remember, loans, that's a byproduct. You're a marketing person. You're a marketeer. So stay marketing with your for sale by owners. Go practice. Talk to people every day. You have information that can be helpful to the people that need help in this market. Work with your power list. Keep marketing on your power list every day. Your referral sources, your passive prospecting. You can get more signs out with the call capture, 24-hour free information. Do the things, again, that match your style, your budget, and that match your personality. But hold that all as a time for marketing. So don't slow down. This isn't time to cut back. Cut back on other things. Cut back on hanging around negative people. Cut back on reading the negative media barrage that we get hit with every day. Cut back with trying to work on that 545 credit score loan that you keep telling them you're going to do everything you can to find a lender for. See, cut back on those things as quick as you can, but keep the marketing torch lit. Number four, perfect your product knowledge. See, now is the time that product knowledge plus skill plus enthusiasm, take those three things and become, again, the expert in those areas. Now, by the way, it takes all three, because when enthusiasm exceeds talent, all you got is an excited poor person, okay? So it's knowledge plus talent and skill plus enthusiasm. But right now, perfect your product knowledge. This is a great time to do that. Less product. And don't learn every product today. Get rich in your niche. Remember, become the expert. Knowing about something isn't the same as being an expert about something. So I don't want you just to, I know about that program. No, I want you to be the expert in that program. This is the time to lean heavily into product knowledge. Now, you can't be an expert in every product. Does that make sense? You can't be an expert in every product. Excuse me. I don't want you to be an expert in every product. I know that there's a 203K rehab program for FHA loans. I don't sell that product. I don't need to be an expert in that loan product. I want you to find those products that you are selling. And then maybe it's like selective expertise. Does that make sense? Like if you're not selling reverse mortgages, I don't think you need to spend an hour a day going to all the websites to learn all the ins and outs of doing a reverse mortgage or the Good Neighbor program. Remember, be selective with your product knowledge, and that product knowledge is going to match your marketing. Does that make sense? Whatever you're marketing, that's the product. Remember, we go backwards. It's like guideline-directed marketing. You know, pick the product that you really feel comfortable with and you really know, and now let's talk about how we go market that product. So some of those things are things you are absolutely in charge of. Fill your head with good stuff. Stay visible. Keep marketing. Perfect your product knowledge. Those are not things that take a whole lot of money. Those are the kind of things that I say you've got to find a way to do to keep yourself in action. Keep yourself with the right level of activity every day. The right level of activity. The right activities every day that will help keep yourself positive, keep yourself motivated to get up and get yourself dressed up and get back in the game every day. All right, some quick good news to spread. And I think this segment is something that that we talk about for one reason. I bring it up only so that you'll continue this conversation and keep digging. It's dropped a percent or two, but still, as of Friday, 94% of all mortgages in America still pay on time. That means all the problems in America with foreclosures, auction sales, workouts, short sales, it's still affecting 6% of every mortgage made. Now, that's a lot of mortgages, by the way, that 6%, because of 2004, 2005, 2006, because of the number of mortgages that were made, that 6% is still a pretty big number. Applications are up 11%. Yesterday, Friday, somebody said, "Yeah, well, so are interest rates." Oh, come on, big deal. What do we do? Hit 8-9%? No, we're still in the sixes. So yeah, applications are up 11%. Come on, that's good news for me. I hope it's good news for you. Now, by the way, these applications that are being taken now, I say, should all be closable loans these days. We're not just throwing loans in the old hopper to see which ones make it and which ones don't. Remember, today, marketing is about conversion, not about response. So the loans that are actually, the increase in the applications should be also an increase in closings, because, again, we're not taking unclosable loan apps. 60% of all of these applications today are still purchases. So my question is, where's your focus? Is your focus, again, on refis? Is your focus on the FHA Secure program, working, trying to save the world? Is your focus in your marketing, your visibility, in those things that we're talking about, is it around purchase or refi? 60%, 6 out of 10. Don't lose that focus on the purchase business. You have to search, by the way, for positive evidence of good news. It's harder to find. You know that. When we've talked about the power hour, the first hour of every day devoted to future business, I say now you could take a portion of that power hour and devote it to managing your attitude. Managing your attitude through searching out the positive evidence of good news that's happening in our industry. I don't say that lightly. I said searching. But I'll find it. I'll tell you what, I'll find positive evidence today that things are still happening in this industry. And again, I put that on us. There's nobody delivering that to my doorstep every morning. We've got to find a way to manage our attitude. And we do that one way, through getting ourselves back on the positive good news trail. So, by the way, if you say, yeah, I'm going to do that or I do that, making a decision is overrated, I say. Managing decisions is underrated. It's really no mystery, this whole concept of success. Is it a real mystery? Not to me. It's directly related to your ability to manage your daily agenda. So making a decision, I mean, lots of people make decisions. Managing that decision is what goes on every single day. So if you made a decision to spread the good news, I've made a decision to find positive evidence of good news in my industry, that's all good. But how do you do that? Do you do it every day? Or do you only do it when you feel like it? So yes, you've got to find a way to stay positive. That's a decision. Staying positive, staying self-motivated, that's a decision. Backing it up now with action is what it's going to take to keep the momentum going. Speaking of momentum, I guess within a very short 2 weeks here, it's what I call halftime. Yep, it's halftime. So really, how are you managing the decisions and the goals you set to start off the year? Because it's half over. I mean, come on. I guess one of the questions you can just ask yourself, am I 50%? There, am I 50% closer to what I said I wanted? Now you have to be careful of that, because if you look and had very ambitious goals, and you had a very ambitious plan for 2008, and you're only 10% towards that goal, you got to be careful, because you might say, "Oh my goodness, I got to redo my whole plan," which I'm kind of okay with redoing your plan. We'll get to that in a minute, but I think, before you just drop all your goals, I think we have to take a look at some other things that are going on. So if you're not 50% there, it's halftime. And if you're not 50% at least that to what you said you wanted to get, I guess the question is, what are you going to do now? You have another choice, don't you? You have another decision to make. So what am I going to do? What do I do now to fight off complacency? And by the way, complacency is still the silent killer in our business. It could be the silent killer in America today, the acceptance of mediocrity. But the compliance will set in, especially at halftime. You say, yeah, my goal was to close, 50 loans this year. I've only closed 8. Halftime, what am I going to do? It's a time for you to don't become complacent, number one. This isn't a time for resolution. the resolve to say, well, that's just the way it's going to be. Don't relax, I guess. Don't be casual right now about what you haven't produced. And by the way, that's if you're behind. There are others that are either ahead or they're halfway towards their goal. I don't want to make this like, hey, we're all losing. I'm just saying if you're not 50% there, fight off the complacency. Don't wait till the two-minute warning. Does that make sense? Don't wait till November 16th and go, oh, my God, I'm not going to make it. I mean, come on, now's the time to do that. So I want to give you a little bit, a couple of ideas on some steps you can take right now to create a better second half than the first half, if that's what you're trying to do. If that's a decision, here's some action steps you can take along the way. Number one, this is a time to regroup. Just write that down. Regroup right now. It's time out. It's halftime. Let's regroup. It starts with at least reading your plan, looking at the plan and the goals that you set for yourself just 6 months ago, which for some it seems like it was 6 weeks or 6 days. It's like how fast that went. But first of all, just read it. Review your plan. Review some of the things. Read what you said you were going to do, and some of those things you're going to go, oh, my goodness, how fast that went out. Now I want you to evaluate your results. So you read your plan. Now just evaluate what you got. In the investment world, ROI, return on investment. You said you wanted that. That was your plan and your goals. You evaluate your results. What'd you get? What you did. I think that's part of it. And now just make some adjustments and make them quickly. The high maintenance activities that you got yourself involved in the first half of this year that did not produce a high level of profit to your business, you got to get rid of those as fast as you can. Some of those may be referral sources. Some of them may be realtors. Some of them may be just some of the activities that you were involved in, again, that didn't produce a sufficient return on the investment of time, effort, energy, and dollars you put into it. So it's a good time then in that regrouping is to eliminate the high maintenance activities that produce low profit. Get them out. Number two, it's a time to refocus now. Now, after you've done that, I don't want you to trash your entire plan. If certain things aren't working, maybe it's time to just alter, again, your tactics or your activities. Let's say that you've been meeting with a networking group for the last 6 months and you haven't been experiencing any referral business. Well, don't trash the whole concept of networking. Just don't go, hey, you know what? Networking doesn't work. Change groups. Does that make sense? I've been working with this realtor for 6 months and I haven't got one referral. Well, don't trash the whole concept. I would say lose the realtor if you aren't getting sufficient referrals from your referral network. Don't trash the whole concept and marketing strategy of creating a powerful referral network. Change your referral sources. Does that make sense? So as you begin to refocus again and gather some of that, again, don't throw away everything. As you're making these adjustments, it may be time to just change your tactics. That goes back to the best day strategy. You've got to look at ways to continue to have that best day. By the way, if you don't have that best day strategy that I produced, it's on your Circle Champions website, or just simply email me. I'll give you that. That creates some of this refocusing again that we need on a daily basis that can go along with your next 30, 60, 90-day or quarter basis. So best day strategy. And then third, it's time to recommit. Now's the time. It's halftime. It's time for you to stand up and make some sort of renewal to your business. Renewal just means to make new. I wrote an article about reinventing yourself, and this radio interviewer asked me, what do you mean by reinventing yourself? Well, what does that mean? Well, for me, again, it means to recommit. It means to renew, to make new. You invented it in the first place. If it's not working, I just say that reinvent it again, make new, recommit. I think now's the time for some of you. It may be a walk in the park today to remember why you're even in this business. Again, today is not for the weak of the heart, the faint of the heart, the weak of the knees. You have to every day read why you're in this business. I hope you wrote that down somewhere. Why am I in this business? And again, a filled pipeline, 3 appointments today and 4 loans closing Friday. You don't have to remember too much why you're in this business. You're loving it. Come on, you're cashing checks. This is great, okay? But today, you got to remember why. See, I think the question why is what motivates you in any area of your life. Once you lose the why, once you lose purpose for your business, game over. I don't care if it's a relationship. If you forget why you're in this relationship, if you lose purpose, game's over. You got to get out when you can, as fast as you can. Remember, you've got to maybe, and again, halftime, not a bad time to do that. Recommit, time for renewal. Remember why you're in the business. And remember, it may be a lot more than just the money. The money is one thing, but that's not wealth. Part of you came into this business to create wealth for yourself, your family, and your future. Wealth, maybe it's a place to just define that. Are you on the road to creating just wealth? And money may be a big part of that. So I don't think you have to go down to the beach and throw grains of sand in the ocean to make some big renewal process. I don't think you got to go to some guru, lock yourself in a room over a weekend. For me, it's just a simple statement backed up with action. It can be as simple as looking over what we just said, sort of time out, halftime, regroup, refocus, recommit. And if you remember why you're in this business, maybe it's just saying, I choose in. Again, my friend that I admire that I haven't met yet, but I admire his writing. His name's John Maxwell. He has a list of 10 things that he starts on his top 10 things a day. It says, just for today. Just for today, I will give more than I take. Just for today, I will. And he goes through a top 10 list for him. So maybe this choosing in is just for today, I choose in. And by the way, if you choose in, it will be evident. You can watch your activities. And if you choose in, it'll be pretty simple. I could follow you around all day hiding behind a bush, and I could tell you if you're in or if you're out. I could listen to your telephone calls. I could listen to how you talk to people. I could see what you wear, how you look, how you walk. Because if you're in, it affects all of that. It affects how you speak. It affects how you feel, what you eat. And if you're not in, it's pretty loud as well. I think you would know the difference because you're either in or you're out. See, that's a choice. There's no, well, I'm almost in, back to this relationship business. Well, I'm almost in, I almost can remember why, but I'm not really sure, so I think I'll just hang out. No, you're either in or you're out. See, that statement will now dictate your activities. So I hope that you can choose. And by the way, there's not a right or a wrong answer. If you're not in, go find something that you can get in about with passion. And if you are in, let's back it up. See, now is the time to manage your decision. See, if you made a decision, that's all that choice is. I think highly successful people every day just make more positive choices and back them up with action. So if you choose in, don't just sit there and look at mortgage implode to see who won our business. If you're in, go get evidence that shows that you choose in. Manage that decision on a daily basis. All right, product highlight. Here's the product of the day. It's a 30-year fixed rate in the sixes. It's zero down. It's jumbo loan amounts. It's on 1 to 4 units. A 580 credit score or less. A 43% back-end ratio, no prepayment penalty, and it's a fully assumable loan, and you don't even have to be a citizen to get it. Now, by the way, what loan product is that? No big secret here. That's an FHA loan. Now, the key here, by the way, I brought just about that exact way I presented that there up to a group of about 60 real estate agents last week. Yeah, they were complaining about the market, and we were doing a bit of a panel thing, and no more programs for first-time home buyers, no more great. Anyway, I said, well, how about a 30-year fixed rate in the sixes, zero down, 580 credit score, 43% back end, 1 to 4 units, no prepayment penalty. It's a fully assumable loan, jumbo loan amounts, and you don't even have to be a citizen to get that loan. They all looked at me like, oh, yeah, where are you going to find that? You see, there's our opportunity. That loan's right in front of them, and they don't even know it's there. Now, again, back to knowledge. That's one thing. Okay, that loan's available. And that began, by the way, that shifted the, let's see, it shifted the attitude in the room, by the way. It shifted it from there's no more programs left, we don't know what to do, to, hey, you know what, there may be a program here that we can use on a daily basis, especially those that had a lot of listings. So it opened up a whole new conversation. If you had a meeting, let's say, at a realtor office, or one-on-one, I don't care, two realtors, one FSBO, you name it, this is what I would start that conversation with. Now, where you're going to have to become the expert to sell this product, and by the way, this is the product. I don't know for how long, but I'd say for the next 9 to 12 months, this is the product. So I think you're going to have to learn how to first of all, understand that product, very simply done. I've given you every website in the world. You can be the expert in less than a half hour. But where you're going to have to really become the expert, I said zero down. Now, some of you already went, well, wait a minute, you got to put 3% down on an FHA loan. you said 1 to 4 units, exactly, owner-occupied, 1 to 4 units. And by the way, you know, it's not 3%. It's really 2.25% by the time you finance up prep the MIP. It's only 2.25% down. But I said zero down. So what you're going to have to learn is that down payment assistance program for as long as it's around, by the way. As long as it's here, we're going to sell that product hard. You see, it's the down payment assistance. You can find that on any website. Just go to the internet, getdownpayment.com. There are plenty of ways to find it. Nehemiah, AmeriDrain, there are programs available, but if you're going to promote zero-down FHA loans, 580 credit score, 43 back-end fixed rates that are fully assumable, no prepay, you better learn that program. I think once you learn it, and by the way, this is it's an accelerated process to learn it, not very difficult, because you already know the seller can pay 6% of the closing costs of the buyer on an FHA loan. The down payment assistance can also pop for the 3% down payment. So that 9%, yes, it comes from the seller. I understand that. But as we got into this conversation, I asked this group of realtors, again, how many of your sellers that you right now have a listing on, probably overpriced, but let's just say it's a listing, how many would take 94%, 91% today of their asking price for a full price, all cash buyer? And it didn't take too long to get to the point where, yeah, most of them would. So you got to learn that. Once you learn that program and how to put that together, simply again, and by the way, it's any combination of 9% that we're looking for. If the buyer has 1%, now I only need 8. The buyer has 2%. So the key is, what a great opportunity we've got is to become an expert on this program. First of all, the FHA, and second of all, the DPA program. Go teach the realtors. Teach the FSBOs. Help them with their ads. You know, this group of realtors, we already came up with we brainstormed 5 or 6 different kinds of advertising we could use for their listings, other than nice 3-bedroom, 2-bath with a big backyard, 362.5. I mean, come on. That's not going to create enough curiosity and interest in the marketplace. So we have a window, I would say, of opportunity here. And again, I don't know how long. Do you think HUD's going to get rid of it? Well, they've already tried a few times. They may, and I'm not worried about when it happens. Today, take that product to the street. Go start a conversation. You tell me you couldn't call one for sale by owner today and talk about that particular program. You might even pick up a sale on the other end if his house ever sold. So it's something to talk about, not only with for sale by owners, listing agents that make a perfect audience today. Showing them how to make their listings available to a larger buyer pool. The spot condos, I've got a couple of loan officers that are not approving the entire condo project. They're only getting the approvals spot on one unit, very simply done. But once they get that one unit bought approved for an FHA loan. Just think of the opportunities that that presents alone. Just that. These two loan officers are doing, they're speaking and doing presentations to homeowner associations, letting them know what they've done, calling the realtors that have listings in the building and say, hey, I could do the same for you. I'll show you a way to make that listing you have in that building available to more buyers. But you see, that's a business meeting with that realtor. So again, product highlight of the day, it's not just the program. It's now dig in. Now, by the way, there are other attractive, it's not just that program. I already said the 203K, the rehab program. It's the reverse mortgage program. Whatever it is that you say you want to become an expert at, use that as quickly as you can. That's all, before it goes away. And I'm, again, I don't know when it will, but if it does, I want you to get as much business as you can. All right, let's get busy and make that happen. So I love that product today. This group said, oh, it's the new subprime. It is not the new subprime. It is the new product that you forgot about that we've always had that can help open your listings to more buyers. And it's a great first-time home buyer program where they said there were no more. Anyway, well, it's time to either choose in or choose out. If you choose in, then it's time to go to work. This call will be this call will just be a beginning. For some of you, this call is about ready to end. I've given you specific, tangible tasks that you can get busy doing right now. I gave you over 30 ideas in the last 36 minutes that you could take at least one of those. Come on, I know you can. The moment we hang up and get busy on. If you need to re-listen to this conversation for some of those ideas, call back this afternoon. Go to your Circle of Web, Champions website, re-listen to it. I'll have it posted. Maybe you missed some of these ideas, but I feel good about I gave you tangible, real-world nuts and bolts so you can hang up and actually do something today during halftime that will get you back on the field. Now, there's still 2 weeks to go before this particular six-month session of the Circle of Champion ends, so I would just suggest that you take advantage of those next 2 weeks. Take advantage of the e-coaching. After the 30th of June, you want e-coaching from me, it's going to be $150 an hour. So right now, you have it for free. That's all I'll say. You got two more weeks for free. Go for it. Use it if you see that as something that you can positively use for growing your business. So have a prosperous day, and go make a sale. And that first sale today, you may just have to sell yourself. And if you do that, it'll be a great day. It's been an honor. Go make it a great day. Bye, everybody.